Well, good evening, and thank you for letting me spend a minute with you and your family this Christmas evening. I know how busy things must have been for you these last couple of weeks, especially with all the corona business floating around. And if you were able to pull this off this Christmas, I congratulate you. It must be a relief for you to be able to sit back with your loved ones and take a deep breath and relax for a minute. And for you to allow me to have a minute of your precious minute, I truly thank you. And I promise you that I'll respect this brief time that you've given me to be with your family. But I want us all to remember on this Christmas Eve what we have been given. We have been given a gift that we need to take so very personally. To shepherds that were out keeping watch over their flocks by night, that first Christmas night, the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." For 600 years, the teachers in the Jewish synagogues and in the temple at Jerusalem, they quoted from Isaiah's prophecy about a great deliverer that would come in time to come. The prophecy said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." And yet for 600 years, that time never came. 600 years of generations lived and died without seeing that child born. Even the prophet himself, who prophesied of the coming one, lived and died without seeing that one come. That time was reserved for the shepherds out keeping their watch over the flock that first Christmas night, and for all they would tell after that night. For you and I, listening to the retelling of this story even tonight, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." For you, this is a gift for you. I have a grandson who often says when I give him something, "For me, for me." And it doesn't have to be Christmas time. It can be a bottle of soda pop or a cookie. And Omri still says, "For me, for me." And I love watching his little Oliver Twist eyes light up when he realizes that this gift has been given to him. And now it is his. Many of you are probably right now within sight of your family Christmas tree, and there may be a certain gift beneath that tree that's waiting to be opened, or maybe there's a gift waiting to be left by someone sliding down your chimney as you sleep tonight. But you may already have your eye on a certain gift under that tree because of the name on it. And that name you would recognize anywhere because that's your name. And you realize there's a gift for you under that tree. That's what we all need to realize this Christmas Eve, that no matter how old we are, we've each got a gift waiting on us this evening. A gift to you from God. And that gift is Jesus. "For unto you is born this day a Savior." You know, it's a wonderful thing to see any baby born into this world. And some of you have gotten that gift this year, and you know who you are. But when we put the newest baby born pictures up on the church big screens, you ought to see your reactions. I'm standing up front looking at all you who are looking up on the screens, and I'm telling you, I can see all the oohs and the ahs all over your faces. Oh, I can hear them too, as hundreds of you under your breath can't help keeping the oohs and the ahs to yourself. That's the way God sent his son Jesus into this world. He could have had Jesus come in as He will the second time in power and in great glory, slaying his enemies and taking his people home. But instead, God has his baby, his son come as a baby, born and laid in a manger, a gift to this world. George MacDonald put it this way. He said, they all were looking for a king to slay their foes and lift them high. Thou camest a little baby thing that made a woman cry. That's the way the Savior came into this world. And all creation should have been there to ooh and ah. Instead of collecting taxes, Caesar should have been in Bethlehem bowing down and worshiping the newborn king. And so should you and I. That's why we're here tonight, to remember the gift that we've been given, to remember the gift you were given. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Someone who would save us from our sin and all the sin messes we've made in our lives. Did anyone hear a call like this as you were shopping around this year? Clean up on aisle 13. Clean up on aisle 13. Your first instinct may have been to either avoid aisle 13, or you may have been curious enough to go over to see what broke and how big of a mess aisle 13 was made to be. But very few people would actually run over to aisle 13 and roll up our sleeves and try to help. But that's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus came down not to see how big of a mess that we made, but he came down to help us clean up the sin messes we made in our lives, to help make things right between husbands and wives again, to help make things right between parents and children again, to help make things right between siblings again, to help make things right between God and man again. Oh, what a gift that little baby born in Bethlehem is. He's a gift from heaven for you, and one that each of us needs to take very personally. And if you believe that with all your heart, would you take a minute to acknowledge that? Maybe just text amen back to everyone else watching on the chat column, or press that heart icon off to the side of your screen, or maybe the like button on your Facebook page. Because God has really been good to us, hasn't he? Amen. We need to remember that. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good, but we need to especially remember that at Christmas time, because Christmas is a time when we remember a gift from heaven that was given for you that we all need to take very personally. And it's a gift we need to share with the rest of the world. With those Christmas shepherds, we're told 2,000 years ago, when they realized a gift had been given to them, that a Savior had been born for them, the first thing those shepherds did was run to Bethlehem to open their gift. Listen to this. It says, when the angels went away from the shepherds into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. But listen to this. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. That day, a Savior had been born for them in Bethlehem. Can we remember to do that this Christmas? It's such an easy time, Christmas time, to remind people of the greatest gift ever given. In fact, that's why this year for Christmas, we were all given these very special Christmas gift bags in our drive-through service. I hope you have one. If you have one, I want to thrill you with some of the things you're going to find inside. So many wonderful gifts in here. I know one gift that I am especially looking forward to opening first thing tomorrow morning. Oh my, with a spotted tea, that's going to be Christmas morning for me. And I guess inside, for those of you non-tea drinkers, they've put in a little bag of hot chocolate there as well. But thank you so much, ladies. I've looked forward to this gift since last Christmas, and I look forward to it tomorrow morning as well. But inside that bag, I mean, there's all sorts of goodies in here. I feel a little bit like Ryan on the internet, opening up all the toys inside. Inside here is a Christmas tree ornament that you can hang on your 2020 Christmas tree. We also, inside the bag, have a children's Christmas story Christmas tree ornament. Oh my, this is going to be fun for parents and children to put together and to retell the Christmas story together. In fact, there's actually a story of the greatest gift ever given inside, and it's filled with stickers so that as the kids tell the Christmas story to you and you retell it to them, they can paste the scriptures onto the nativity page inside the Christmas story book. There is a Christmas story lantern for them to put together, where once again the tissue paper lantern can be turned and the story can be retold over and over again as it hangs on your Christmas tree. We've got some puzzles for the kids to work out and some finger boxes that'll help them tell the story, and a little scavenger hunt. Won't that be fun in your house as you take the kids through the Christmas story and finding the things through the house? There's a magic star pin, because there was a big part for that star that the Lord made to appear in the heavens that led the Magi to the Christ child in Bethlehem. Each child will have one of those. But inside there is also a Christmas story pamphlet for the adults to read to their children in their families in the living room. I'd encourage you to do this just as soon as this online program is over, to sit within your living rooms and to pick out part of this Christmas story and read that story together. I know there's a Christian gentleman who's been home with the Lord for a couple of years now, and yet this is how I remember him, gathering his family and his friends that year he invited me to be with them, and gathering in his living room and him opening up his Bible and reading the birth story of Jesus to all of us all over again. That's how I still remember that gentleman. You read this Christmas story to your children, this may be the way they remember you for generations yet to come when you're home with the Lord too. Now, Tiffany is going to lead us through the children's activities when this online service is through. And right now you're seeing a link appear on your screens that you can click on at the end of this service, and it'll take you to Tiffany's online recording, where together she shows you how to put all these children's projects together with your kids and listen and rejoice with them as you hear the Christmas story being passed down to future generations. The true gift of Christmas is just too great of a story not to share. Amen? Let's share the story of Jesus this year. Some of you have been sharing the story of Jesus by handing out these Christmas story candy canes this year. Thank you for doing that. We tried to hand out 10,000 of these this year. I had a lot of fun doing it. But more than that, we may never know, as a result of these little gifts, we may never know who may be receiving the greatest gift ever given this Christmas, the gift of Jesus. That's a gift we need to take very personally, and I hope you already have, or that you soon will. But I also hope it's a gift that's just too good for you not to share. Amen. Would you text amen back to everybody else? Press that heart icon at the side of your screen or the like button on your Facebook page. Because that's how I'd like to close our Christmas message this year, with what will probably be the most asked question tomorrow morning. And the day after, I imagine, and the day after that as well. And what will that question be? We'll all race to the tree. We'll gather with our families. We'll unwrap presents. We'll rejoice together. We'll retell the Christmas story, share it with one another. But then the phones will start ringing, won't they? And we'll be asking that question, what did you get for Christmas? You know it's going to be asked. You'll probably ask it a few times yourself. And when it's asked, let's tell them. Tell them, yes, all the wonderful things your loved ones got you for Christmas this year. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's remember to tell them about the greatest gift we've ever been given as well. Let's remember to tell them about Jesus, a gift that we have taken oh so personally, but also a gift that's just too good not to share. Now, that's what we've gathered to do this evening. Remember Jesus. And to remember Jesus in the way that Jesus asked to be remembered, by eating a little piece of bread and drinking a little sip of juice that Jesus said would help us remember the reason for his coming, so that he could save us from our sins by dying on the cross for them. So, if you have one of these gift bags in hand, you should be able to find inside there another gift. And that would be the communion preparation for this evening's remembrance. A small communion cup that contains a little piece of bread and a little sip of juice. Now, if you don't have a bag and you'd still like to remember the reason for Jesus' coming with us, then I encourage you right now to get up and find yourself a little bit of bread and a little sip of juice. We're going to wait on you to do that. And then you can come back and join us, because this is the way Jesus asked to be remembered. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of him. And as people are getting their communion supplies together now, those of us who have found our communion cups inside our Christmas gift bags, we might want to take this time to prepare them very carefully by opening them up. You've probably noticed that these little communion cups have two lids. The first lid covers the bread. And I'm just going to open it up a little to prepare for that moment. And then the second lid covers the juice. And I'm going to open it up to prepare that as well. You may want to open yours up in preparation with me. Now, when all the others are able to rejoin us, we'll have everyone together for this wonderful Christmas Eve tradition that we did not want to leave out of our online service this year. That is remembering the greatest gift ever given, the gift of Jesus, and remembering him the way he asked to be remembered. So with our bread and our cups in hand, let's have a word of prayer before we partake of them together. Let's pray, please. Lord Jesus, we do ask you to help us in this remembrance as we join in with all those around the world who'll be remembering with us. And not just remembering your coming, but remembering your reason for coming to save us from all these sin messes that we've made in our lives, and to save us by dying on the cross for our sin. Bless this piece of bread, Lord, that it might remind us of your body offered up on our behalf. And bless this sip of juice, that it might remind us of your blood that you shed. Thank you, Jesus, for being willing to go as far as to die for us. And it's in your name on this Christmas Eve that we pray. Amen. Let's take of the bread together, remembering him. and let's partake of the cup. And God's people said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Merry Christmas.